Okay. Not good news, but news. So yesterday's workshop was a rude awakening for me. You don't know what you don't know, right? My work is all about what you don't know that you don't know. And before I can teach you what you don't know that you don't know, I have to go to where I can see what I don't know that I don't know, right? Well, you didn't know that, but that's how it goes. So my work is to go and discover what you don't know that you don't know now, or what I don't know that I don't know. So often, that registers with me as really bad news, okay? Really bad news. Why? Because I expect you to be able to do something that you are not able to do. And if I honor your desire to actually become who you want to become, you need to learn what is necessary for that. And that is always bad news because, hold on a second, let me clear my voice. Somewhat clearer. All right. So if I want to train you what you can't do, it's not like you can't learn to do it. I think you are just not able to do it. So it's a skill. But more often than not, it is a brain training. And of course, I can't claim I know how to train your brain. I can tell you how I train my brain. Because I have been quite conscious in training my brain. But very often, what I do or what I did doesn't land unless you are able to follow it. And when you need brain training, more often than not, you don't. So what I found out yesterday in the workshop is people who are stuck looking in the mind instead of in reality out there, in what their perception organs tells them. Instead, they go into the mind and skip. Don't look at all into the data that comes in, which means they keep on repeating what they have been doing because they are not looking at reality, they are looking at a looped movie. Now, they need to learn to look in reality, and for the most part, they have never looked in reality. Is this true? Yes. And they don't know where reality is, and they can't tell their perception organs from anything. They just don't know where they are. And my job is to train them. Now, back in 2011, 2012, I used to have a class called, I don't remember exactly, but something calisthenics, maybe brain calisthenics or something. And calisthenics is like an exercise where the leader of the group says, you look right, look left, look up, jump, whatever. Okay, so that's the kind of class it was. You did it with your eyes closed, and your job was to direct your attention. So the question is, if you have never directed your attention, if your attention is the boss and not you, and if it immediately goes to the mind, calisthenics. When I tell you to direct your attention, can you do it? So let's muscle test it. Can you do it? The answer is no. So is there anything I can do to change that situation? And muscle test says yes. So, but what is it? So I am still working on this, obviously. And I have no answer yet, but I am now, we could say, hellbent to include a certain segment of the population who are actually attracted to what I am teaching and attracted to wanting a better life for themselves, but can't. I actually, two people in yesterday's workshop, where there were five people, which means 40% of those people aren't able at this point. They just can't. So I am not going to find likely a solution while I'm on this call. But I just want you to know that I am working on it. And if you are one of those people, you may want to send me an email and say, I am like that. I go to the mind. And then I'm going to be more motivated, because at this point, ultimately, I am creating a program for those two people. Okay, so this is for now. And thank you.